Welcome back to Ignite Your Light, a podcast that connects entrepreneurs, healers, and creatives through spirituality and wellness. My name is Riley Webster. I am your host. I'm super happy to have you here with me, and I just wanted to pop on here this Friday evening for a little validation. Myself and a few people I know right now are feeling a lot at this time, energetically, spiritually, health-wise. Everyone I know, including myself, is feeling a lot. And I wanted to come on here to say that you have full permission to feel exactly the way you're feeling right now, and nothing needs to be different. There are processes and periods of time that are meant for the doing, for the going, for the producing, and then there's times that are meant for resting and recalibration and sifting and absorbing and digesting and not doing and sitting and being and stillness. And because we have created a culture that celebrates productivity so much versus simply being, a lot of us feel guilty and a lot of us feel a lot of self-comparison towards others. And I wanted to say that you are exactly where you are meant to be right now. And for a lot of people I know, this is a time where shit is hitting the fan. I know people who are going through breakups left, right, and center, going through job losses, client losses, all of these things. And it's kind of a time where everything we thought was our reality is being shattered. And the illusion of our lives and the way that we thought they would go are literally being completely shattered. And we're in this process, this period where things are showing up. Our emotions that we didn't even know we had are coming to the surface. Things that we didn't even know were a problem for us are coming to the surface. Stuff that we didn't even know, baggage we didn't even know we had, are like, hello, here I am, time for you to deal with me. And before we continue to push forward and forward and forward, we need to visit these things. We need to visit these places, visit these shadows, and bring light there. But before we bring the light, we have to be in the dark. And before we have the healing, we have to be in the pain. And the pain doesn't have to last long. Suffering doesn't have to last long. It can be 1 minute, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year. Whatever it is for you is true. And whatever it is for you is allowed, and you have full permission. So basically, what I want to come across here as I feel that we are all being called to step up, and we are all being called right now to figure out what it is that makes us the most us that we are. If you think about yourself as a child, how can we come back there? How can we go back to that curious childlike mind that was led by curiosity more than fear? How can we get to that place? Because it takes a level of sitting with ourselves in the shit and discomfort and garbage to then step up into that next layer, that next expression, which is always changing. But it's the time, you guys. It is the time. It is the time to move on into that next layer. But before we can do so, we have to deal with ourselves. We can't avoid ourselves any longer. And in this process, it can be extremely, extremely uncomfortable. I hear you. I see you. I feel you. To give you a little background on my experience this summer, I've gone through a lot of sifting myself. I have been doing a lot of somatic therapy, a lot of movement practice, a lot of journaling and reflection, and really realizing the people who make me feel good and valued and seen and heard, and the people who don't, and how that impacts my energetics, how that impacts my mood and my overall sense of well-being and belonging. Realizing how important that is to my evolution, to be around those people who serve me and who I can serve in a really beautifully mutual beneficial way that feels of utmost importance. And then this summer, I've also dealt with a lot of worth, a lot of really feeling like I'm finding my self-worth again, finding my 2 feet, finding my roots, feeling grounded, feeling rooted, and having that sense of trust in my life, trust in myself, and therefore trust in my life. And this has not been easy. This has been so uncomfortable. And it's really made me feel like we need to speak about this and we need to shed light on these topics so that we don't all feel so alone in it, because it can feel so unnerving and so exposing and so difficult. And the more that we can share this, the more that we can come together and talk about what we're going through and the shifts that we're feeling and validate each other's experiences through sharing our own, I think that is the biggest gift that we can give to each other at this time when we're really being called to step up. I mean, you look at what's going on in the world and the environment and all of these things, we have to step up. And it doesn't mean today or tomorrow or whatever, but it feels like what's kind of channeling through me right now is it feels like these times are important, and it feels like in order to be the people who we admire, in order to embody those qualities, in order to make positive impact for others, for the world, for the environment, we need to heal ourselves first. And of course, this is a continual process that happens through life. It's not like, okay, you know what? I'm healed now. I'm set for life. There's always going to be work to be done. But it really feels like right now that these times are important to be able to sit in this and to be able to just take some time for ourselves, take the space unapologetically, give yourself permission to feel what you're feeling, and allow yourself to feel what you're feeling, to do what you want to do, to take as much space, as much quiet time, as much solitude as feels good for you, and sift. And sifting can look like so many different things. It can be journaling, it can be reflection, it can be therapy, it can be movement, it can be meditation, it can be laughing with friends, it can be connection with good people, it can be spending time with your dog or your favorite human or your kid or whatever. But give yourself the time this summer to sit with these things. And another thing that's coming through for me right now is the temptation to settle for what is no longer for your highest good, for your highest purpose. And this settling is going to keep on happening. This temptation to settle is going to keep on happening until you step up, until you are finally like, you know what? This friend doesn't make me feel good anymore. I'm going to begin to cut he or she out of my life. Or, you know what? This job is really draining me. I'm going to either cut this client out or maybe start making steps to find something that feels more aligned. Or, you know what? I don't want to live with roommates anymore. I'm going to invest in my own place. And no matter what that price is, I'm worth it. So I hope that this helped to validate your experience and humanize and normalize your emotions, because as I've said before, you are not a mess. You are simply an alive and breathing and passionate human, and that is enough as it is. I love you, and I support you. I see you. I hear you. You're incredible. You are doing all of the right things. You tuning into this podcast right now is like just showing yourself that you are here and you are willing to step up. And that is so unbelievably admirable. I hope you have a beautiful night and weekend. And I'm so excited. On Monday, I'm bringing my good friend Zoe Polson onto the podcast, and we are speaking all about these things, all about the growing pains and our experiences of up-leveling and how that has brought us to where we are now. So you will not want to miss that, and I'm so excited to share it with you. And I hope you find lots of rest, lots of space this weekend, and give yourself all of the permission you need to be exactly where you are. You are amazing.